8 years ago, the world watched as a massive people movement driven by social media ushered in what became known as the Arab Spring. That story ended this week with the death of Mohamed Morsi. He was the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood and the face of the Arab Spring. He became a political prisoner in 2013 and died this week in court. Journalist Peter Greste knows the Egyptian prison world well, having spent 15 months in jail with some of the leaders of the Arab Spring. The Wire's Phoebe Christofi asked him how Mohamed Morsi would be remembered.
Depending on who you ask, either a disastrous impact or an incredibly important but ultimately fruitless impact. He was a man who became the first democratically elected president in Egypt's history, but at the same time he was a man, I think, who was hopelessly unsuited to the job. He was an engineer and an academic, and he served only one term as an elected politician. But really he was the Brotherhood's second choice for the role after the main leader of the Brotherhood, Khaled al-Shatter. And so in a lot of ways, he was a last-minute stand-in. He wasn't a natural leader. He wasn't particularly charismatic, certainly not the kind of charismatic figure that Egypt needed.
So going back to the Arab Springs, Barack Obama was quite the advocate for Morsi. Do you think his relationship with Obama became detrimental to the United States government?
I'm not sure that I'd say that Obama was an advocate for Morsi so much as he was an advocate for the democratic revolution. And once Obama had supported the revolution, it was very difficult for him to then back away and withdraw his support for the group that ultimately won the election.
What led to Morsi being imprisoned in the first place?
A coup, I guess. Morsi was really forced out of power after we saw huge street protests about a year after he took over government. A lot of the very same people who were in the streets calling for the end of the Mubarak regime were back in the streets calling for the end of the Morsi regime because they felt that the Brotherhood was really moving things too far and towards religious extremism. And Morsi's very own defence minister, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the current prime minister, stepped up and said, listen, you've got to obey the will of the people. This is now a democracy. And by the way, here's a gun to your head to make sure that you do it. And they found all sorts of bizarre charges. And they charged him with treason. They charged him being an informant for Hamas in the Gaza Strip. They charged him with murder. They even charged him with cattle theft. It was a pretty extraordinary array of charges.
Do you think his death is the final nail in the coffin of the Arab Spring saga?
To say that it's the nail in the coffin of the Arab Spring, I think, is to give Mohamed Morsi too much influence. He didn't really play any kind of significant leadership role. He is important for what he represented. And in that respect, I think it's not so much that his death will be seen as the nail in the coffin, as a pretty sad postscript to what was once a very hopeful revolution and ultimately turned out to be a failed experiment.
His death has highlighted the humanitarian crisis in Egypt. Do people realise how dire the situation is there?
Oh, yes, I think so. I mean, most Egyptians understand just what it means if you're arrested by the police. There's hardly anyone in Egypt who doesn't know someone or isn't connected in some way to someone who's been arrested at some point. Currently, human rights groups estimate that up to 60,000 people are imprisoned as political prisoners. I personally saw dozens of them myself in prison. People who were rounded up and arrested simply because they happened to be young men with a beard who were in a place the authorities thought was an area where there were Muslim Brotherhood supporters.
So people will be arrested for looking like a stereotype?
Look, it's a very, very difficult, dangerous place to be a dissident in Egypt, to speak out against the government. I mean, that's what we discovered. We weren't speaking out in favour of anybody. We were simply broadcasting the opinions across the political spectrum, and that included those of the Brotherhood supporters who, you know, we need to point out, were the ones who were able to install the first elected government in Egypt's history. So they were a very important part of the political landscape as far as we were concerned.
When you were in jail in Egypt, were you ever associated with anybody a part of the Arab Springs?
Well, in my first prison, when you say associated, I was placed alongside a lot of the leaders of the Arab Spring, the secular leaders, people like Alaa Abdel Fattah, Ahmed Maher, Ahmed Doma, leaders of the April 6th movement that really brought millions of people out onto the streets. And then after a few months, I was moved into another prison, Supermax prison, alongside most of the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, apart from Morsi himself.
I'm sure you would have had access to a lot of insight from that prison then.
It was a fascinating experience, but you know, as a journalist, we had access to all the sorts of people that we'd desperately tried to speak to over the years.
Journalist Peter Grester spoke with The Wire's reporter Phoebe Christoffi.